Welcome to My Favorite F Word, the podcast with me, Joel, but you might know me as Galax from Instagram. For as long as I can remember, I've loved style, fashion, clothes, the lot. What I also love is hearing from people about how they've shaped their signature style. What were the signature pieces that have been staples in their wardrobe? Or what clothes mean the most to them and why? For today's episode in the series, I'm thrilled to welcome singer-songwriter Moss Kenna. You might know him from his smash hit with Purple Disco Machine, Fireworks.
Who wrote this?
I just made that up. It's not even written down.
Thank you so much for having me on.
No worries. Thank you for being here. We've known each other for quite a few years now.
Yeah, it's actually bizarre. We've known each other for quite a long time.
And we always bump into each other at the weirdest events.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, I was literally recalling before, like, I think I've seen you probably like twice this year, and they've both been like really like just bump into you in random places. Like once on Regent Street.
And then
coming
once
out of the door.
At Coachella. You look great. You and your
you.
Is it fiance?
Yes.
Wow.
We're
congratulations.
Engaged. It's actually a year today that we got engaged.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Crazy.
That's so exciting. You guys looked great together.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No worries.
Yeah. It was amazing. It was just so cool. Like Coachella is just crazy.
I was gonna say actually, for people listening that don't know about you,
yes.
Do you want to tell them a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm a singer and a songwriter. I live in London. I'm 24. You may know me from a song I did with a guy called Purple Disco Machine called Fireworks, which has kind of changed my life quite a lot.
Yeah,
it's did really well, especially in Europe. Do you know what was really crazy about that song? It's like it blew up in like just some crazy places like Italy. It was the most played song on the radio of 2021 in Italy.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
It's just like
do Italian people now like, message you and talk to you?
Yeah, like I've got this like whole new Italian audience, and like it's just been amazing, and I've got to go to so many cool places. Like I go to Germany all the time, and like yeah, it's just opened so many doors, and like it's just mind-blowing. Like it's actually mind-blowing how like one song or like one thing you do can just kind of like set everything.
I've obviously known of you for a few years.
Yeah.
You have like a really unique distinct voice, which is amazing.
Yes sir.
And then I was sat with my friends last week, and I was like, oh, I'm recording more podcasts next week. And they're like, oh, who are you doing it with? And I was like, oh, Moss Kenna. And they're like, like, would we know his songs? So I played the Purple Disco Machine.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, love this song. Like, this is amazing. I was like, see, you do know who he is. So
I'm that guy. Like a lot of the time, if I'm like doing a live on TikTok or whatever, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is my song. Then I'll sing it. And people are like, oh my God, that's you.
They love
I'm
it. Like, yeah. Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
So good.
It was really great.
Was that a 2021 release?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just brought out Prima Donna?
Yeah, so yeah. I just brought out a new song. It's called Prima Donna.
Yes.
Go stream it. It's
listen,
it's honestly
good.
Like probably I feel like this about all of my like new releases, but I honestly would say it's like my favorite song that I've done.
I really like the kind of direction that it's gone in.
I feel like it's a lot more like me. Like I feel like I've like gone through this like evolution as an artist, and like I really feel like I've like found my groove now.
Yeah.
And that kind of started with Fireworks.
Yeah.
Like, cause I was like, I really like this sound. Like I really like this kind of like, I feel like this is where I sit. Like this is my lane.
It's like fun and
It's very like disco pop vibes. And I was like, actually like, I think before like my music was very like, in my mind was very kind of like left R&B, kind of like too cool for school vibes. I just thought I was the coolest. I was kind of like, I always wanted to be like a pop star.
Yeah.
But I was always a bit like kind of scared to like admit that I wanted to do that.
Fully go into
and like
that.
Fully go into it.
Yeah.
So I kind of like had a few years of just like dipping my toe in it, like doing a few like commercial things, like, you know, like going on tour with like Jess Glynn and Rita Ora. And then it just opened my eyes to this like pop world that I was like, I actually want
you
to live
want
here.
That. Yeah, exactly.
So that's kind of like my direction now. It's like very pop, very fun. Honestly, I just feel the most myself in my career.
That's good. That's all you ever want to do.
Yeah.
So, and you ever want to be. So your music has gone on a journey.
Yeah.
And so has your personal style.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, definitely.
So that's what I want to talk to you about today. My first question would be, what is the first outfit or item of clothing you remember being in love with?
Yeah. So like, I was thinking about this and it's a bit bizarre, but I used to have this Buzz Lightyear costume.
Cute.
When I was a kid. Like, I don't know why, but like, I would wear this Buzz Lightyear costume everywhere.
Oh.
Like, I wasn't even like a massive Toy Story fan, but I just loved the outfit. And it
do
had
you know
wings.
What? You'd be a very convincing Buzz Lightyear.
Thank
looking
you.
At you.
To
yeah.
infinity and beyond.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why I liked it. I think like for me it was like I love dressing up, and like it was about like there's probably some traumatic reason for it, but like 3 years in therapy will help me out. But like just being able to be a character and like be someone else and like play a role, and like I always had a very like vivid imagination, and like literally go to Tesco's in it and be like, no, I am Buzz Lightyear. Do you know what I mean? Like no one called
me
Moss.
Yeah. Isn't it weird what we kind of gravitate to when we're little?
Yeah.
I wore many different like Disney outfits when I was younger. Yeah. The main one, I don't know if this is okay, but I was dressed up as Aladdin quite a lot.
Wow.
But it was the Sultan outfit. Wow. You know, with the turban. Yeah. And I was like, this is me.
Hello, I am Joel, the Sultan.
Literally.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Did you ever like, I don't know, do you have siblings?
I have an older sister, yeah.
Okay, right. So I know you might be able to relate to this. Did you ever wear dresses?
Oh my God, yeah. Beauty and the Beast, Belle.
Yeah.
Because my sister had it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that looks nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it on.
Right, I'm just like not ashamed to say, like I wore a lot of dresses and fairy wings growing up.
You have to, you experiment, don't you?
I was like a doll for my older sister. Like she would just dress me up.
What's the age gap?
18 months.
Oh, okay. My sister's 3 years older than me.
Yeah, so maybe I was just old enough to know better, but she would like, and as well, like I didn't really talk when I was younger. I don't know why. I was just very quiet and very shy.
Yeah.
And so she just had this like monopoly on my life. Like she was like the puppet master behind me.
Did you want to put these on or did she force you into them?
Like, I think at the beginning I was forced, but by the end of it, I was loving it.
You're liking it, yeah.
Yeah, I remember like I was absolutely fine. Like, because when you're young, like you don't, what I hate is like how labels are like assigned to like certain clothing and like, you know, the whole gender thing, and like
it's really pushed on to kids.
Exactly. Yeah. Obviously boys can wear dresses, like it doesn't why does it have to like have like a sexual element to it, or like a like you know, mean anything about like your gender? I just think it doesn't mean anything. It just made me feel good, and I wanted to like emulate what my sister was doing, and I wanted to feel part of that.
Yeah,
and like
just having fun.
Exactly.
It's not that serious.
I'm not ashamed to say I have dressed up in a few dresses.
Yes.
Yeah, and there was a fairy wing phase that happened.
Love. I'm going, you know, Secret Garden Party Festival. Me and my friend's going next month, and we figured the theme is love.
Wow.
So we're going as Cupid. So we've all just bought angel wings.
Love that.
I'm going to get some kind of toga.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
But exactly, it's just like, it's
fabric. Just clothes.
Yeah, it's clothing.
Like, I remember I saw this paparazzi photo of Adele's son wearing a, like, Anna from Frozen. Anna or else? I can't remember,
cute.
But he was wearing, like, a Disney princess dress, and I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah, like I just love it when parents just like fully embrace it and they don't read into it. Do you know what I mean?
Just let kids be kids.
Yeah. My sort of like fashion journey, or like how I've styled myself throughout my life, I haven't really cared about like I'm wearing a woman's jacket right now.
Oh, is that, does that say Elvis?
Yes, it does.
I love that.
We'll come on to that. That'll definitely be an answer in another question.
Okay,
soon.
Okay.
but do you know what I mean? Like, I don't care. Like, if it makes me feel good and I really like how it looks, I will wear it.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's what a lot of people are afraid to do, I think. Because they think like, oh, if I wear that, people will think something of me.
Yeah.
But you've got the, you know...
Like... I just spent too long doing that. Like, that's school. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's, you know, uniform, trying to fit in, all of this stuff, trying to have all the right gear that everyone else be like, oh, you're cool. I've always, like, battled with that. Like, I've, like, had one foot in that crowd and then one foot out, being like, but actually, I really want to wear this. Do you know what I mean? Or I really want to do this with my hair. Or, you know?
When did you feel like you could fully, like, get away from that? Do you feel like when you left school, you could...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But I think it's when, like... I first got a record deal on the week of my 18th birthday.
Oh,
and then from then on...
That's so good.
From then on, I was like, right, I'm doing whatever I want.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore. No one
Did
can touch me.
Did that kind of feel like it gave you a bit of a like a sense of... What's the word?
I felt validated.
That's what I was thinking.
Do you know what I mean?
Feel like you had validation then? Because you had like a record deal.
Yeah.
So you were like, oh, like, I can now feel like I can wear whatever I want, even though that actually you didn't need the record deal. You could just do that anyway.
Yeah.
But do you feel like that kind of gave you like the power in yourself to be like, do you know what?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
I think it kind of like mirrored back to me like what I felt inside of like, actually I can do this.
Yeah.
And I think it just gave me like the excuse to be like, actually, no, like these people are appreciating me for like who I am and what the art that I'm creating and like the image that I'm building of myself and who I want to be.
I honestly felt a similar thing with like fashion blogging and stuff, because I started posting what I was wearing and all my friends and people around me would be like, what are you wearing?
Yeah.
But the people online that were like engaging with me and also had similar blogs were like, oh, love this outfit. It's really cool. Like, what are you going to wear next and stuff? So that kind of like, again, validation in a sense.
Yeah.
But they're just kind of reaffirming what you thought about yourself.
Yeah.
But it helps you build that confidence.
You're like inside, I've got pretty great fashion sense.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for other people to tell me that I do as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait for the world to catch on.
Literally. And then like when I started posting to Instagram and stuff, I just was like, do you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to wear what I want all the time and not care. And even now, like some of my close friends, whatever, they don't like my style or what I wear. Yeah. My mum's like, what are those trainers? They're disgusting. I'm like, do you know what? I don't care, because like you said, it's for you.
Yeah.
and it's not for anyone else.
But fashion is personal.
Exactly.
Because it's about like how it's like it's an outward representation of who you are. Mm. You know, that's like why people dress a certain way. It's like telling a story of you.
Yeah, even if people don't think they are,
yeah,
it is. That's very that's very Devil Wears Prada, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, these clothes were selected for you.
You can be like, you know, you could tell someone's very boring by the way they dress. You know what I mean?
Or it's the fact that they take themselves quite seriously,
yeah,
or not seriously enough. There's so many different analyses if you could do of people's outfits, which people don't really think about a lot.
No.
Speaking of outfits, characters, and everything in between, what outfit from film or TV lives most large in your mind?
Right, so I just went to see Baz Luhrmann's new film, Elvis.
Hence the jacket.
Hence the jacket, which is really crazy. I actually bought this jacket before it came out.
Okay.
I don't know whether it was some sort of promotional, like...
Is it to do with the film?
It was from a shop called Scotch and Soda.
Oh, yeah, I know Scotch and Soda.
Scotch and Soda. Try to say that fast
tongue
sometimes.
Twister, yeah.
But yeah, I was in LA on that Coachella trip and I saw it in the store and I was like, I have to have that jacket.
It's really cool.
It. And then I was like, oh, it's a women's jacket. And I was like, I still don't care.
Doesn't matter.
And yeah, it says for the listeners at home, it's got like these kind of like, it's got Elvis written in sort of like love heart shapes along it.
Yeah, but in this cool kind of font that's like a bit badass.
Yeah.
Evil.
And I've been obsessed with Elvis like since I was a kid.
Oh,
like
wow.
He was like the first celebrity that I was like obsessed
really
with. Yeah.
I've taken no notice of Elvis my entire like I know he exists and
you're
I know
wrong for that.
I know his outfits and like I know him, but I just personally didn't resonate with him. But it's interesting that you, a singer songwriter, I get it.
Yeah. And then so I saw the new film and like literally every outfit and I was like, I'm wearing that.
Is it amazing, fashion-wise?
It's so good.
Okay, maybe I need to see
it. It's so good. And I don't know, like, how... I think some of, like, the jumpsuits and stuff are quite historically accurate. But I don't know if, like, the other styling throughout is, like, something that he did wear.
Right.
But it's beautiful. Like, it really is beautiful. Like, those clothes are, like... I just look at, like, all of those scenes and I was like, wow, that's exactly how I want to dress.
Amazing.
All the time.
I want to see that.
Yeah, you should definitely see it. It's really good. So I think an answer to your question like that is the most recent thing that I've had, like... a fixture on, and like I just love Elvis's fashion.
What are we calling that? Because Elvis is 50s, right?
Yeah,
so it's
50s
like,
and 60s.
It's not necessarily, when I say the word glam rock, that pushes me towards like Kiss.
Yeah,
but it's not that.
No,
it's more like,
it's way earlier than that.
Yeah, what is that? Is it still glam rock?
I'm not sure, but I think a lot of it is like from where he grew up. There was like, there's a lot of like stuff about how, you know, at that time in America it was still very racist, and his fashion was a lot of how like the black people in his community were dressing.
Right.
So like, it wasn't shocking to him, but it was shocking
to the rest of America
to see a white guy singing like that, dancing like that, which is always considered how, you know, it was like how black people sing and dance and dress.
Was it around the time of like Motown, or was Motown after that?
Motown, I think, was 60s. It was like just
right.
After that.
So like going it to
but
before
it was like the
that.
Beginnings of that. It was like it was like rock and roll first, and then it was Motown.
Yeah, so it's that kind of transition.
Oh, it's just amazing. Just the whole aesthetic of that film, and just it's just everything that I love.
Is there a lot of like fringe jumpsuits, rhinestones?
Yeah, rhinestones all the way. But I love it, and you know, I just love how Harry Styles is bringing that back.
Yeah,
just like the rhinestones and the jumpsuits and all of this stuff. I'm like, it excites me so much that there's someone.
That's another case of someone having fun.
Yeah,
and not caring.
Yeah, what Harry Lambert has done for that boy. Oh my goodness me.
Harry and Harry
together.
Yeah,
Harry and Sue.
Literally, yeah.
But like, it's just amazing. Like, I'm so grateful that there are people, you know, artists out there who are like doing that.
Yeah, because pushing those kind of boundaries.
We've been starved of that for like quite some time.
We have.
At least a decade.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For my next question, what is your biggest fashion or outfit ick?
So it's not like a specific item of clothing, it's the whole aesthetic look.
Oh wow, you're coming for a lot of people.
Yeah,
right,
I'm
now.
Really guys, I'm really sorry, and I'm quite nervous about saying this because it is quite a large population.
I'm intrigued.
It's like the I can't describe it in any other ways, like the classic fuckboy look. The classic fuckboy, and like I hate to say this, but like the kind of like, not this year maybe as much, but like the previous Love Island years,
right?
Like what they would dress them in.
Yes,
like just that look.
What are we saying? Are we saying like
skinny jeans, like definitely like white skinny jeans.
Muscular legs with skin tight jeans with rips all over them.
Yeah, and just like these like shirts, and it's just I don't know, like it just I just can't dress like that.
Do you know what's really funny is that when I was growing up, I used to wear skinny jeans a lot because I was the whole like emo scene kid kind of phase. Yeah. And then I got made fun of a lot.
Yeah.
And skinny jeans were like, oh, you look like a girl.
Yeah.
You look like this, you look like that. And it's like, actually, I'm not offended by any of what you're saying.
So.
And then like fast forward like 3 or 4 years, all the kind of, like you all say, fuck them. Boys and like popular guys and stuff started wearing skinny jeans.
It's hilarious.
And baggy jeans were out. But now baggy trousers are what we're kind of wearing.
Yeah.
And hopefully soon the fuckboys will leave the skinny jeans and change to baggy trousers.
It's starting to happen because I noticed on this series of Love Island.
Are you gauging your perspective of...
Yeah, sorry. Well, that's why I think like the general population that like boys, what everyone sort of like, aspires to be.
Okay.
You know, like, but like this year, like a lot of the jeans they're wearing are like looser fitting, straight cut.
It's happening.
And, like, I was like, yes.
You're seeing it.
Like it's.
But does that mean we're now going to go back to skinny jeans?
Oh yeah. Well, okay. Fine. Yeah, I'll just wear tights.
We'll take them back. Yeah.
Get me a pair of leggings.
That's so funny that you're gay. Like that is interesting though, because it is a representation of like that kind of subculture.
Yeah.
That I haven't been watching in the past few years. Mm. But are they wearing clothes most of the time? Is it, I just imagine bikinis and swim shorts.
I think like I feel like in the evenings we're having like little parties and like
they put on an outfit.
They put on a little bit of an outfit.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, so it's okay. So
but to be honest, if I looked like some of those people, I would never wear clothes.
Exactly.
You
same.
You couldn't pay me to put on clothes.
Yeah. I'd be like, well, we have to get dressed now.
Yeah, no, thanks. Everyone needs to see my amazing body.
Yeah. That is how most of them feel in as well.
It must be.
Okay. So that's the ick out of the way.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
What outfit would you want to be buried in?
This is such a great question.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Because it's like your final... This is your final look.
The final hurrah.
Yeah.
I'm always... Yeah, I guess it's buried in, so you're in a casket, so...
And also, you have to wear it forever. So it's got to be timeless. That's what I was thinking in my mind. I was like, it's got to be something that never goes out of fashion.
Yeah, literally, actually.
Not that anyone's going to see you down there, but... Yeah, I think it would have to be, for me, like, I would want it to be, like, a full kind of, like, Gucci, like, tailored look.
Ooh, nice.
But also, I was thinking, no, I definitely would want to wear, like, what Harry was wearing when we saw him at Coachella when he came on, the big ostrich feather coat.
Yes.
That's what I want.
Wait, so you want, like, a tailored suit with the coat over the top? Amazing. Yeah.
Yes. And I was like, as soon as I saw that ostrich feather coat, I was like, I need that. Why don't I have that?
Wait, for your deathbed, we'll get it for you.
Yeah, thank you. Gucci, thank you very much for...
Are we doing colourful or are we doing like...
I mean, I like the black one. I think black, I think that's classic.
Yeah.
It's apt. Everyone's going to be wearing black, hopefully.
Yes, yeah.
Unless I've specifically written like a, you know, colourway for like my funeral, curated it.
Yeah. What's the colour scheme?
Yeah, I mean, traditional black, isn't it? But that's a bit boring.
Well, when I imagine like Gucci tailoring, I see like... pastel pinks.
I think there's a pink
one. Brown,
I think there's a black one. I think I saw him in a red one. But I think these are all customs anyway.
Yeah.
But
we can arrange that.
Yeah, we can arrange that.
Maybe for when you're alive.
Do you know, that'd be even better. That's a bit more useful, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's the sort of thing is where, you know, you get certain like pieces or outfits and you're like, I can only really wear this once because like once I've been seen in it, if I had that coat, I'd be wearing that day to day, like all day,
to the shops,
to Tesco,
pick up some milk down the road,
and other chain supermarkets.
You kind of have to because you can't just wear it once. It's too good of a look to...
No, I don't care. It's absolutely stunning.
And yeah, I love it.
And it's so outrageous. I think this is all like my fashion sense is getting wilder and wilder.
Mm.
It's like a rebellion of like, I'm not at school anymore. I won't get beaten up for wearing these things. Like, I'll paint my nails. Like, I'll do all this shit because it's like, no one can tell me not to.
Exactly.
I feel like.
Also, as like a singer-songwriter, do you not feel like it adds another layer to who you are as an artist?
Yes.
Because artists that aren't really known for how they dress, let's say like Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
I don't know what he wears. I know his face.
Yeah.
But I don't know what he wears. Harry Styles.
Yeah.
You know him for his music, but you also know him for his style.
Yeah.
Which is a really cool like element to add to your kind of who you are as a brand.
Yeah. And I think it's like there's a uniform.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And like, I think with Ed, it's like the ginger hair.
Yes.
And like, we don't, you know.
That is his natural hair.
Yeah. He can't do anything about that. I mean, he could, but he's not going to. Well, why should he?
Yeah. He looks great as he is. So
yeah.
It's fine.
But like, you know, I think it's really important, like, as an artist to kind of, especially when you're going into a campaign, if you're a massive artist like Harry, like, you need an instantly recognizable thing. It's hard to be unique. Like, it's hard to be unique because a lot of the stuff has been done before. And like, what I love about Harry's style and what Harry Lambert's been doing is like, they're pulling on all these incredible influences.
Yeah.
You know, and to a certain generation who don't know music.
Yes.
You know, like I know music. Like my music is eclectic. Like I was in love with Elvis Presley when I was like two. Like
yeah.
I know a lot of music and I know kind of like all these styles and
you're not like a Gen Z TikTok kid that's like,
no.
Oh wow, Kate Bush has got great exposure for this feature
I mean?
On Stranger Things.
It's crazy. For a little up and coming
artist. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, it's not new to me, but what I love about it is like you could say, oh, you know, he's reinventing the wheel or blah, blah, blah. He's not. Like he's bringing
yeah.
this to like a whole host of people that have never seen it before. And yeah. I'm a massive fan of that. And that is fashion. It's like all these same things get recycled every so often.
Yeah. It's
you know, and it comes around again.
Exactly.
And that's what I love about it. And I think that's what's important as an artist. I once heard someone say, I can't remember who it was, but they're like, as an artist, you need people to be able to know who you are by your silhouette.
Oh,
just
yeah.
like the like Simpsons characters.
Yes.
Like if you saw a silhouette of a Simpson character, you would know which one it was.
Exactly who it was. Yeah.
So it's like that's kind of like what you need to kind of as an artist so it's recognizable.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I'm still on that journey.
Yes.
You know, definitely.
Well, like you said, you're still young. I know you say in the pop yeah. world you're not, but
yeah.
you are.
Yeah.
So I feel like you're like you said, you've found your footing now.
Yeah. And the thing is like I'm doing it on my own. Like, you know, I'm not like, you know, so you know, Harry has Harry Lambert and you know, all of
also,
these. Amazing...
Harry was in One Direction for how long?
Exactly.
And from X Factor.
Yeah.
So always had people like helping them get to places and
yeah.
push them in the right direction.
Yeah.
So it's like a completely different journey.
Yeah.
Like you said, it is cool what he's doing now that
yeah.
he's like on his solo career like by
yeah.
himself.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And you know, there's some, you know, I think Dua Lipa looks great now. And you know,
yes.
all these people, they have these just amazing. I wish there was more like applause for the stylists and the creative directors
yeah.
behind these people. And that's I'm not taking away from Dua. I mean she probably has great fashion sense herself. But you know, I think there's a lot of help for artists and you know, I can't wait till I meet that person
like, hello,
who can help me look great.
I feel like there is, I know what you mean, there isn't enough recognition for the stylists.
Yeah.
But with social media, there definitely is more now than there was before.
Oh, definitely.
For sure.
Yeah, I think because you can't ignore these people. They have platforms now.
Yeah. And, you know Dua does tag her stylists
yeah.
on a few things. But again, because we're both in the like creative industries
yeah.
of like fashion and music
yeah.
and stuff, we kind of know of those things anyway. But like you said, maybe to like the general public, they might not know about Harry's stylist Harry.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. I just think it's really important to like big up these amazing creative minds. You know, the
yeah.
people behind the brands, like all these creative directors. And it's great when you see people getting like massive recognition, like Tom Ford and like Virgil Abloh and like all these people that just are brought to like the forefront of like the
popular
creative
yeah.
conscious, you know.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like a lot of people tend to just ignore or like sweep it under the rug, like the people that do like helm these businesses and brands
yeah.
because like one thing recently, the brand Jacquemus,
yes,
those bags have been so popular for a few years now, right?
Yeah.
And everyone loves them and stuff, but he posted a picture on his Instagram like kissing his husband or something
yeah.
and there was so much hate in the comments about like homophobia
right.
and stuff like this
yeah.
and it's like, you do know that every like most fashion houses are run by gay men.
Yeah.
And it's like all these like you said, fuckboys
yeah.
with like t-shirts on
yeah.
from Marc Jacobs, Tom
yeah.
Ford, like all these things.
Or like the Alexander McQueen shoes.
Right? And it's like, you do know that everything you're wearing is probably from the LGBT
yeah.
community.
From the mind
yeah.
of a homosexual.
Yes. And they're so like oblivious to it.
That just goes to show just the ignorance. Like this, to
yeah.
me, that is like pure stupidity.
Yeah.
Like just pure stupidity. Like people like that who don't understand that are just thick.
Yeah.
Do you know
like,
what I mean?
Just take a hard look at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
And think about what you've done.
take a look at yourself. But isn't it amazing how like they will literally be head to toe in this designer gear?
Mm.
You know, and have
not know
no
anything
idea.
About the history, where it's from.
And even that is like, you know, sadly the power of a brand as well, you know. It's like they're buying into
yeah.
the image of it and not really understanding like the history of it.
Exactly. What's your most memorable fashion disaster?
Oh my gosh, I'm sure there's been so many. I'm sure other people could point them out for me, do you know what I mean? At the time, you always think you look great though, don't you?
Oh yeah, for sure, always.
So sad.
I know.
You know, I think growing up, like, they're probably throughout my teen, my sort of like between 14 and 16, maybe I'd say probably the worst. I desperately like wanted to kind of like experiment and kind of be separate, but also was kind of afraid to. I think one of the worst things I ever wore was very generic. And it was one of those, do you remember Top Man had those t-shirts that were kind of had like this colored piping and like the buttons, like there's probably like three buttons down from the neck.
Oh,
do you remember,
I remember those ones
that everyone wore?
Yes, they were very popular.
They were very popular. Yeah. And now I look back at that and I'm like, that is disgusting.
Do you know what though? That was like in a time where men's fashion was kind of Top Man.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
Like you go get like a graphic print tee.
Yeah.
Or like everyone would be wearing those like things with a mustache on, whatever. And it was a very strange time.
Crisis, shall we say.
I actually credit like a lot of the change in like fashion and style, especially with like younger people and the general public, to Lady Gaga.
Yeah, okay.
Like, because
we're having this conversation.
Yes. Pre-Lady Gaga, when you think of other pop stars and stuff as well, Katy Perry was wearing just like tank tops. She did like I Kissed a Girl and that kind of stuff. Her looks weren't very iconic. She didn't have the blue wig yet.
Yeah.
Beyonce hadn't done Sasha Fierce or anything like that. So she was wearing like blue cut-off shorts, like a tank top as well.
Yeah.
And it was all very casual.
Yeah.
Then Lady Gaga came out and was serving looks.
Yeah.
Like all the time, constantly. Changing five times at an airport to like get different paparazzi shots throughout the day. Do you know what I mean?
Please.
And then all the other pop stars upped their game as well.
Yeah.
Beyonce did Sasha Fierce, Katy Perry, California Girls. Everything started being a bit more. Rihanna started like having really amazing looks.
Yeah.
Because again, like when Rihanna came out, she wasn't very
just generic, to be honest.
Yeah.
And like that, I didn't see a difference in like her fashion or Beyonce's fashion, you know, from like the Destiny Child era.
Right.
Like,
it was very that kind of R&B, girl next door kind of cool. And then, Lady Gaga. And then everyone started, social media happened.
Yeah.
This is like pre-Instagram. Revealing my age now.
Back in
but
the
then
day.
Social media happened. And now like 12-year-old kids look amazing.
Yeah.
They're like so stylish. With, like,
they don't know what
sneakers.
We went through.
Yeah. With like iPhone 12s. Like, hey, I'm like, I had a Nokia 3310 when I was your age and I didn't have any money for clothes.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's happened.
What the
but
hell?
I blame Lady Gaga.
Yeah. I think Gaga is, she's just fucking incredible.
Yeah.
You know? Do you know what? To be honest, I was never into her music before the Joanne album.
Really?
Honestly, like...
See, that's what turned me off.
Yeah.
I'm back into her now.
See, this is crazy.
Joanne wasn't my favourite.
She became part of... I was conscious of her artistically.
Yes.
From that point, that I then was able to go back through her catalogue and start appreciating. Like, people don't understand. Like, she has packaged it as this really trashy pop, loud... It was like, have you heard the lyrics to these songs?
Yes.
Like, you know,
I
like, Born This Way. Like, even, like, Paparazzi. Like, all of the lyrics are, like, she is a genius. Like, honestly, if you took away all of the production of all of her songs and it was just her and a piano, it would be, like, the most amazing songbook ever.
Yeah, she often did, like, renditions of all the hits just on a piano
for
like talk shows and stuff.
It's
and
incredible.
I was just the fact that she's like her voice is actually amazing.
Yeah.
Songwriting is amazing.
Yeah.
The way she marketed herself.
Yeah.
I think I was watching an interview with Charlie XCX recently and she was just saying how her and Lady Gaga were like coming up at the same time.
Mm.
But Lady Gaga fully committed to being a pop star.
Yeah.
And like packaged it so perfectly that she got to a point where she could do anything she wants now.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Yeah.
She got to the height of success that was so, so big that she could do a country album.
Yeah.
Whatever she wants. She does a dance pop album now. Like she can.
Yeah.
She can do that. Whereas Charlie was saying that she resisted that.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to do the pop star thing.
Yeah.
But now she feels like she can.
Yeah.
I
completely get that. I completely understand what Charlie's saying because I know what that resistance to the pop star thing is.
Yeah, for a like, label telling
that.
You to do something and you being like,
I'm like, no, it's too commercial.
Do
I don't want to do like
I want to be cool.
Yeah, I want to be cool. Like, honestly, I don't care about being liked anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't care. I just want to like express
what is
within me.
Yes.
And like, as soon as you start seeing people respond so well to that, you're like, oh my God, I should have been doing this for years.
Yes.
But like, you know, Gaga is just, she's incredible. And the whole thing, like, she was basically parodying pop culture.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, people don't understand. It was almost a whole, like, sarcastic era.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? She was like, she was just showing people how disgusting the world is.
Like, fame, money,
success. Like, all of it. It was just like, and it's art.
Yeah.
It is art.
And it worked.
Yeah, it worked. Well
so
done, Gaga. I'm going to see that one day. One day I'm going to be in a room with her and I'm going to tell her how much.
Are you
going to
be the one person in a room that believes in her?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah. There can be 100 people in the room. 99 don't believe in you, but one does.
That's Moss Kenner.
That was me. I was always the one person.
Literally.
Yeah, definitely.
I love how we went from your top man three button down to Lady
Gaga.
Yeah. No, that is true though. I do remember that era of top man, and I think everyone was a victim to it. So
yeah.
Don't feel like it was your fault.
Yeah, it's my fault, guys. This is therapy. This is fashion therapy.
Yes. Oh, maybe that should have been the name of the podcast. So, okay, we only have one more question now.
Ooh.
I know. What outfit has been your ultimate favourite? The one you felt the most yourself?
Okay, so this was an outfit that I chose myself.
Nice, good.
for a music video for nice. Fireworks.
Ah, cool.
And it was this, like, blue suit.
Yes.
With a Gucci... like long collared shirt.
You love Gucci, don't you?
Do you know what I do?
Yes.
Can you tell? I'm wearing this very large Gucci buckle belt. But I loved it. I loved it. And I also wore it like on this TV performance that I did as well. And I felt so myself in it. And also it was like a rebirth of Moss Kenner.
Yes, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like I'd been through this massive transition where, you know, I kind of like parted ways with my label and I didn't know what I was going to do. And I was like, I really need to get back to who I am as an artist and what I want to do. What is it that I want to do? What do I want to say?
Yeah.
How do I want to look? Who am I? And then Fireworks happened and it was like the perfect opportunity. But like, they were like, oh, and what do you want to wear in the video? And I was like, well, I'll just buy something.
Yeah.
And I did. And I was like, this looks amazing.
I love that. Did you feel super confident?
Yeah, super confident. And I just love it. I love the whole like 70s collar shirts. I think they're just like super camp and hilarious. And I love them.
I love that you're kind of feeling more comfortable with what you want, who you are and who you want to do.
Yeah.
That. Like that's really good to hear.
I think that's like the aim of the game, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like it makes me sad that there are people that go their whole lives of never like getting to that place of like, feeling like they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, because of other people's kind of...
Yeah.
What they think of... Other people think of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just think that's so sad. Like, we don't have enough time on this earth, you know?
Coming from the 24-year-old.
But I think that's, like, part of it is, like, I do feel, like, this sense of, like, impending, like, I don't have enough time. There's not enough time. I'm not a patient person.
Yeah.
And I always feel like I'm in a rush to do things and I'm in a rush to achieve things. And I kind of... got to a realization point in my life where I was just like, do you know what? Like, I'm standing in my own way. Just be yourself. I don't care what people think of me. You know, I always like say like my voice. I was always like, oh, you know, when I first started putting out music, I used to like sing songs in a really high key just because I could. Like,
oh, really?
And it was like, it was just something that like set me apart from everyone else. And all the blogs, I didn't put anything of me online, like no pictures or anything, and all the blogs were like she blah 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 blah, she blah blah blah, and, like,
they
didn't know whether I was a man or a woman, and like that used to like really upset me.
Did that upset you?
I was like, oh, this is so annoying. Like, what are my friends gonna think? Like, I want to show people all these articles that are being written about me, but like I don't want to because everyone's like it's a woman.
Whereas I was actually, I think that's like a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
like that's a really cool thing for
now
people
just...
to not know who is singing.
Yeah.
I think, like you're saying, like you kind of, when you're younger, you do think of what everybody else thinks. But
yeah.
As you grow up, you see that those things are what makes you unique.
Yeah.
And, like, sets you apart from everyone else.
That's what I love about like old age pensioners. So they just don't care.
Oh my God.
Like they actually don't care. Like I can't wait to be that old where like all of that has gone.
Me and my boyfriend at the gym that we go to, the local gym that we go to, like when we're like getting changed and stuff, obviously all the younger people are like, towels, getting changed behind a thing. The old people do not care. They're just walking around
full
naked.
Dick.
Yeah, just it's out. They're scratching themselves.
Yeah.
They're like talking to each other, both naked. And we're just there like, oh my God, we need to leave.
Because they do not
they
care.
Don't care. Yeah.
And like, that's where I want to get to.
You get to a certain point where you just don't care.
And it's like, it's starting to happen.
Yeah.
But, you know... Going back to your question, because I feel like I drag you away from every topic.
No, that's good. That's what
it's about. You know, like that's what that outfit gave me. I was like,
that's
oh,
what it represents.
Shit, this is who I am.
Yes.
This is, you know, this is like, I've got an image now. What?
I love that.
Yeah.
I've had a great chat.
No, I've had a great chat. Thank you so much.
It's been like therapy.
I'm so grateful that you asked me to come and do this.
No worries.
Little adventure.
I'm happy to have you here. Oh, Moss, do you want to tell people at home where they can find you, like online? Or...
Yeah. So all of my handles are at Moss Kenner. MOSSKENA. Yes. But you can find me everywhere. I think my biggest platform at the moment is TikTok. So oh, really? If you want to have fun, just...
I've not seen your TikTok.
Yeah, just come on TikTok. This, yeah. I love that platform. It's just like, I used to resist it so much.
Same.
I like it because I'm like, I'm an artist. I'm a singer. I just want to make music. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do stupid dances. But then you realize that actually you don't have to do stupid dances. You can just sing.
Yeah, you can just do what you want. It's just fun.
So yeah, so I go live quite a lot and do like live performances. I like do like an hour of just like singing.
Oh, amazing.
Like, that's how I got like most of my followers. But yeah, definitely check me out. Follow me on Instagram everywhere you can. At Moss Kenner, baby.
Yeah, Spotify Moss Kenner as well.
Yeah, check out my music. I've just hit 3 million monthly listeners on
that's
Spotify.
Amazing.
Crazy.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Come and join the party. Be with me. Come on this journey.
You heard him. So thank you so much, Moss Kenner, for joining me on my favorite F word.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you for joining this week's episode of My Favourite F Word. If you liked what you heard, make sure to hit subscribe or follow so you're first to know when a new episode is released. Let us know if you really liked it by rating us 5 stars and leave a lovely review however you're listening. You can find me on Instagram at Galax. See you next time. Insanity Group.